Students at Millersville University outside Lancaster are rallying over something surprising, dead bodies, as WHYY's Dana DeFilippo explains.
When James Cosentino decided to retire, his students were sad to see him go, though maybe not for reasons you might expect. Cosentino is a biology professor at Millersville, and he's in charge of procuring cadavers for scientific study there. Some students worried that when he walked out the door, the cadaver studies would go with him. Junior Katie Good says seeing a cadaver up close offers insights on everything from how muscles interact to whether the sight and smell of a body might upset a student enough to switch majors.
You don't get that stuff from the textbook. You get it from seeing the cadavers.
So Good and three classmates wrote a letter pleading with administrators to keep the cadavers on campus. They mounted an online petition that got more than 600 signatures in 2 weeks. They even talked about crowdfunding to pay for the cadavers themselves. Their hashtag, #OverMyDeadBody. Cosentino says he's not surprised by their passion.
Looking at these structures in three dimensions and exactly in true size is so much more valuable than looking at charts. And there's quite a bit of difference in different animals, too. So the cadaver program has been very, very popular here.
But administrators say there's no reason for anyone to lose their head just yet. Mike Jackson is dean of Millersville's College of Science and Technology. He says the school will continue funding cadaver studies, and a new endowment should help cover the rising cost.
We have no intention of getting rid of things that help our students be competitive and successful once they leave Millersville, and so this is one of those.
Still, Jackson applauds the students' advocacy. After all, he says, activism can be just as effective as scientific study in teaching students valuable lessons. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.